Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kahapon, tayo ay dumalo sa pagbubukas ng Passion and Procession Art of the Philippines sa bahagi ng Art Gallery of New South Wales. At kung saan sa panimulang kaganapan, ginawa ang Habol Ilonggo Fashion Parade. Narito ang Deputy Director and Director of Collections ng Art Gallery of New South Wales na si Maud Page para sa mga paunang salita kahapon.
And it's my great, great honor and pleasure to welcome you all here. It's fantastic to see such a great gathering of very, very different people from young and old. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very special welcome to Anne Alando Luis, Consul General to the Philippines, Alberto Prias from FLAGCOM, the Philippine Lesbian and Gay Community Organization, Nojamin de los Reyes from the Philippine Department of Tourism, members from the Filipino community and distinguished guests. I'd also like to welcome our Bayanihan Philippine Art Project partners, Jenny Bissett, Manager Arts and Cultural Development, Director of Blacktown Arts Centre, Michael D'Agostino, Director, Campbelltown Arts Centre, John Cheeseman, Gallery Director, Mossman Art Gallery, and Jenny Cheeseman, Gallery Manager, Peacock Gallery, Auburn. I'm very pleased to welcome you all to the Art Gallery of New South Wales for this very special community program for Passion and Procession Art of the Philippines. Passion and Procession brings together painting, sculpture, video, and installation works from 10 contemporary Filipino artists, revealing their very personal responses to faith, history, politics, and life in the Philippines. I hope that you've all had the chance to go up. It's just up on the right. And it's an incredible thing for this art gallery to have undertaken. The artworks there are artworks that haven't been seen in Australia before, minus a couple, and there's some really important and major commissions that have occurred through a very extended dialogue over 2 years with the Philippines and with our partners. So we're incredibly, incredibly honoured to have these artworks, and we're incredibly pleased to be able to celebrate Filipino culture and art with the wider audiences here in New South Wales. The works draw on folk mythology, family archives, nature and religious ceremony to reconsider established narratives of history and nation. The artists share belief in the potential of art to inspire, heal and effect social change, which is such an important mission for art. I would also like to thank Dr. John New and Dr. George Suter, who so generously donated textile and sculptural works on display in the exhibition. You can really see the connection between customary works and the contemporary in that gallery, and as no doubt we're about to see in this fashion frame. A special mention also to Viz Asia, who without their vital support, we wouldn't be able to do things like we do here, so thank you. This exhibition is part of the Bayanihan Philippine Art Project, a collaboration between the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Blacktown Art Centre, Mossman Art Gallery, Peacock Gallery Auburn and Campbelltown Art Centre, in association with museums and galleries of New South Wales. And it brings together to celebrate the art and culture of the Philippines through a series of exhibitions, performances, creative writing and community programs across multiple venues. And I really encourage you to keep a lookout for when those openings are, like next Saturday, for example, we will be in Mossman. And really it's important to consider this whole project together, all those venues come together to bring this incredible vision of what is the Philippines today, and they need to be seen as a totality. Earlier today, we celebrated the 119th anniversary of Philippine independence here at the gallery, and now I have the great pleasure of introducing the first of our community programs, Habol Ilonggo. Habol Ilonggo is a collaboration with the Philippine Consulate, the Philippine Department of Tourism and FLAGCOM. It brings together contemporary fashion designs from the Philippines and traditional Filipino hand-loom textiles, including piña, pusi, patadudong, polibaka, abaca, and ablon. The exhibition and today's events is just one part of the Art Gallery New South Wales Enduring Program to engage with our many regional, Western and Greater Sydney partners. And we thank you for your very great work to realise this project. I'm delighted that we can also share this exceptional project with the Filipino community and hope that you will continue to visit the Art Gallery New South Wales and to view the state's collection. It's extremely important for us to see you all here today, and we're really, really honoured that you have come and that you have felt welcome here in our gallery. You're welcome every single day of the year. It's, again, so important to see you here. Thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Ang Passion and Procession ay tampok sa bahagi ng Art Gallery of New South Wales. Sa unang pagkakataon, itinatanghal ang mga gawang sining ng mga Pilipino. Magtungo sa kanilang website para sa mga iba pang pagtatanghal o iba pang mga tampok na gawang sining ng mga Pilipino. Ngayon naman, makakasama natin ang weaver o naghabi ng mga ipinakitang damit o Filipiniana o mga cultural na damit ng mga Pilipino kahapon sa ginanap na Habol Ilonggo Fashion Parade. Narito ang ating tampok na panayam. Kasama natin si Ate Connie Atihon. Siya ang naghabi o weaver ng mga iba't ibang fabric na dinisplay dito o sinokase dito sa ginanap na Hablon Fashion Show. Gano'n niyo po katagal winive ang lahat ng mga
almost a month. Kasi ano bali, piniprepare pa namin yung things, yung lahat-lahat. Tapos, ayan, kinuha. Tapos sila din mismo, inakaras. Di kasi 1 month in preparation.
Lahat po ba ng fabric is from Iliino?
Lahat. Lahat, oo. We mix it into abaca fiber and then mayroon pinya fiber at saka silk.
So at saka polyester. So, ang bilis nyo. Kasi ang dami ng mga damit na hinabi ninyo.
Almost sa Miyagaw kasi, bali, marami kami. Almost 150 weavers nandoon. Halos in the whole Iloilo, Miyagaw is biggest weaver.
Gano'n po kayo katagal na weaver?
Since I was 13 years old, because I helped my mother. So, natulong ako sa kanila para na pang-allowance ng pagpunta namin sa school. Kaya paggabi, nag-overtime ako para na mayroon pera.
So from Iloilo dinalan niyo dito, gaano po kaya ka-proud sa mga gawa niya?
I'm proud niya naging Ilonggo weaver ako dahil nga appreciate na mga tao yung gawa namin gaya ng mga hablon.
Bukod po sa mga damit na hinabi niyo ngayon, saan-saan na nakarating yung mga nagawa niyo?
Marami mayroon doon sa US. May ano pumupunta, umuwi doon sa amin. Bumibili ng bulto-bultong hablon para madala doon sa US. Kasi mayroon din sila community.
Pero sa Iloilo po, mayroon na kayong mismong, ano ba tawag doon, habian?
Doon sa bahay lang mismo. Talaga, I have 17 workers and 2 staffs. So, ayan.
So, malaking business po para sa inyo.
Siguro sasabihin ko malaking business kasi hindi kami sanay sa ganitong ano eh, nag-start ako sa 500 pesos in my business.
At ngayon gano'n nakalaki?
hindi naman gano'n kalaki. Tamang-tama lang kasi ito din kinunan ko ng pag-aaral ng mga anak ko. Kaya nga sasabihin ko talaga na I'm proud na naging weaver ako.
Inaasahan niyo po ba na marami ng tatawag sa inyo para mag-uwi?
Ayan, bali sa ngayon may ano kami, may tawaga, may training sa weaving kasi parang hindi na namin ano yung demand eh.
Hindi na kaya
ang demand, especially nito, a very big ang event. Siguro marami nagkakagusto ng mga hablon.
At nag-export din po kayo kanina, sabi niyo sa US?
Mayroon doon kasi bumili doon ng mga hablon tapos dinadala doon sa US, tapos mayroon nga Australia, ganun nga, mayroon sa Italy. Marami na talaga.
Ano po ang may pagmamalaki nila sa gawa?
hablon na Iloilo. Ang ipagmamalaki ko talaga is hindi mo ito makikita kahit saan. Ayan lang ang maano ko. Hindi mo gawang Pilipino talaga. Hindi mo makikita kahit saan.
Maraming salamat.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.